From JMI Wealth, Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
We like the job market. Mind you, everyone's looking for somebody, aren't they, at the moment, seemingly?
That is dead right, Mike. Now, is this going to be the second to last Monday in level three lockdown? That's the question I'm asking at the moment. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's 50-50 at the moment.
Yeah, but look, it's relevant, actually, because even though it's been a pretty long run for us Aucklanders in level three, I can report that level three and level four lockdown can't shake confidence in the labour market. And I think if trying to be positive this Monday morning, I think that bodes well for economic activity once we get fully up and running again. So we're talking about the Westpac McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Index, which was released on Friday, and it rose. Yes, in lockdown, it went up. Up 1.8 points in September, so perceptions about current job opportunities have risen even further. And I suppose, probably unsurprisingly, current and expected earnings growth's a little changed. And given the lockdown, that's, as I say, that's not surprising. But it's a quarterly survey, Mike. It lifted in June as well. It was up 4.4 points in June. But sort of taking a wee step back, it looks to me that employees and employers, they're both well aware that the skill shortages aren't going away because we're moving through these restriction levels. And, you know, it's still quite restrictive in Auckland Level 3, isn't it? And, of course, the border is still effectively closed, so that new supply of labour, very hard to come by. I note that the survey has been quite a good leading indicator of the unemployment rate, and on that basis, it's not unreasonable to expect the unemployment rate to drop even further, possibly below 4%. We know that level of unemployment is pretty hard to sustain. But here's the real surprise in the survey. Auckland, with the toughest restriction levels, saw an increase in employment confidence that was above the national average. Can't keep us down, Mike.
No, you cannot. The Chinese, just when you think you've sort of got a handle on it, then they come up with something new. What the hell?
That's right. So, look, last week, Mike, we had a bit of a coalescing of factors last week that could have all sort of merged together and been pretty problematic for global share markets. But in the end, a little bit, again, surprising. It's a Monday morning of surprises, Mike. A little bit surprising last week, the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 actually finished in positive territory and look at the weekend performance. But lots of focus on China. That unfolding situation with Evergrande, that saga played out probably a little more favourably than the market initially feared. And it looks like the company's taken advantage of a 30-day grace period, which is included in the documentation of those bonds that were in particular focus. But I do just want to sound a little note of caution that this issue has not gone away. I think you can expect further headlines over the next probably couple of months. It will weigh on sentiment, and you're looking at a period of much lower activity and less speculation in the Chinese property market. But the announcements continue in the Chinese regulatory crackdown, and over the weekend, cryptocurrencies have been the firing line. So this came about by a statement posted to the People's Bank of China website, basically saying that virtual currency-related business activities are illegal financial activities. The reason being, these activities seriously endanger the safety of people's assets. So the bank is looking to further prevent risks surrounding crypto trading and to maintain national security and social stability. It's actually dated the 15th of September. It was only posted on Friday. Look, it effectively bans digital tokens like Bitcoin. So cue more volatility in Bitcoin. This thing's just been crazy volatile. I mean, July fell to 30,000 US, early September back over 50, and it's got whacked back down to, well, it was down to around 42,000 this morning, 43,000. It's still plenty of volatility in the cryptocurrencies. Mike,
lay some numbers on me.
The Dow Jones closed the week at 34,798. So that was up 33 points on Friday. The S&P 500, 4,455. That was up 6.5. And the NASDAQ closed at 15,047, which was down 5 points on Friday. FTSE 100, 7,051, lost 0.38%, down 27 points. The Nikkei, 30,248. That was up 609. Good day there. The Shanghai Composite, 3613, down 29. In Australasia, the Aussies, they lost 28 points on Friday, 7342, down 0.37%. And the NZX 50 closed at 13,259, down 46 points, 0.35%. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, little bit weaker, 0.6998. 0.9630 against the Aussie, 0.5971 euro, 0.5117 pounds, 77.50 Japanese yen, gold $1,750.42. And make sure you're sitting down, Mike. You're not going to like this.
$64.12.
Yeah, you wish. Yeah, that's it. Fantasy Island again, mate. No, $78.09.
Right. Have a good one. We'll catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz. We can dream.